Hello, dear listener, and welcome to Marriage, the Godly Institution podcast. My name is Joy, and I'm also the author of the book, Marriage, the Godly Institution. Through this podcast, I'm bringing you the content of my book. Each episode will cover a new chapter. I hope you will like it. In our previous episode, we looked at a husband as the second pillar of a marriage. Today, we shall look at the third pillar of a marriage, who is the wife. The wife's principal role is to submit to the husband. God honors the protocol. A husband, being the head of the family, we expect that his role of loving the wife should come first. This is not the case. God starts with a woman submitting in Ephesians 5:22, then a man loving his wife in Ephesians 5:25. Ephesians 5:22 says, "Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord." Then Ephesians 5:25 says, "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." God does not make mistakes. He ordains all authority that exists and wants this authority to be respected. He says in Romans 13:1-2, "Everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. So anybody who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and they will be punished." For the institution of marriage to have some order, God wants the woman to recognize the man as the family's head. It is not just a matter of a husband and a wife playing their roles. God wants to see the head of the family respected. In any company, the employees have to respect and recognize the manager. An employee can do his or her job well, but a lack of respect for the employer will cost him his or her job. Those who respect the authority in a company then do their work well, committing themselves to the laid down rules and regulations, get their salary and income without a problem. A wife can do all other duties in the home well, but failing to recognize her husband as her boss in the home is not acceptable before God, and it causes friction in a marriage. A wife is honored by God, and God wants to see the husband respect her, even to have his prayers answered. However, God is very interested in a wife's submission because it is key to the marriage survival. A wife needs to stick to her submissive role and stop taking over her husband's role of loving. A husband does not want to be loved but respected. Once God is satisfied with a wife's submission, he knows the button to press so that the husband can start loving her. A husband might be jobless, irresponsible, careless, and even a drunkard, but God is interested in a woman's submission in the midst of all this. There is nothing impossible with God. He can change this man and bless him with a job anytime. However, God would have allowed this man to be who he is to change the wife. The problem might not be the irresponsible, careless man you are seeing, but the wife. A wife needs to learn to submit to a husband for the sake of God and not expect any reward from the husband. It sounds challenging and difficult, but this is the way to go, to walk joyfully in this journey of submission. It is the order of God, and there is nothing that can be done about it. How can a wife submit to her husband? A submissive wife does not quarrel with the head of the house. Try and quarrel with the boss of your company and watch and see what happens. You will be fired. A husband is the boss of the home. What is expected of him when the wife raises her voice against him? It's better to live alone in the corner of an attic than with a quarrelsome wife in a lovely home. That is found in Proverbs 25:24. Proverbs 27:15 also says, "A quarrelsome wife is as annoying as a constant dripping on a rainy day." A wife needs to control her tongue when her husband talks to her, just as how she controls her tongue when the boss talks to her. I thank God for my late father. He was very harsh, and anytime he came home drunk, He looked for someone to pick a quarrel with. The button always landed on my late mother. However, she kept silent. She never uttered a word, even when verbal abuses were thrown at her. At some point inside me, I thought she was too soft for life because I felt pain every time she was insulted. I could pity her the next day, and all she would say was, "My daughter, I have forgiven him. And I've told God to forgive him too, for he has no idea what he is doing. But listen, daughter, one day you will get married, and I pray that you get married to a loving man. However, when you realize that he is angry and you see him raise his voice, put water in your mouth. I mean, shut your mouth and do not answer back." Her statement did not make sense then, but it makes sense to me now. For the rest of my life, anytime I was home with my parents, I never saw her, not even once, raise a voice at my father. Her silence kept their marriage until they all went to be with the Lord last year. Her submission in marriage is a real challenge to me. Every time I feel overwhelmed and cast down, I think of her and encourage myself that yes, it is possible. Everyone is unique in their way. We cannot do it like our parents, but we can make it if only we are determined and practice self-control. Titus 2:4-5 says, "Then they can urge the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, and to be kind and to be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God. A submissive wife is humble, gentle, patient, and forbears with a husband in love. The word of God in Ephesians 4:2-3 says, always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. A husband is a friend, boss, to her wife and a head of the family. He needs to be talked to with humility. Despite him being the head of the family, he is not perfect and he needs to be accepted for his weakness. A wife is united to her husband and they are one flesh. To remain united physically and even spiritually, he needs to be prayed for. Praying for someone binds you spiritually with that person. A connection happens when you pray for him, which strengthens your relationship in addition to doing everything else together. Wives, true beauty is not in our makeup and dressing, but our humility. A submissive wife is kind to her husband. A kind-hearted wife forgives her husband and when he makes mistakes. For God to forgive her sins, she also should learn to forgive the husband and others. Remember, a husband and wife are one flesh. And when unforgiveness separates them, they start functioning against the will of God. Amos 3:3 says, "Can two people walk together without agreeing on the direction?" Without forgiveness, a husband and wife cannot walk together. Unforgiveness affects a wife's submission, and she may end up treating the husband the way she feels like because of the bitterness in her heart. Proverbs 11:16 says, "A kind-hearted woman gains honor, but truthless men gain only wealth." A submissive wife needs to treat herself with dignity. One earns respect from the way she treats herself. She needs to talk to her husband with respect, not forgetting to dress decently in a manner that shall bring honor to the husband. She should not overdress and overdo her makeup. She should not speak too much, but save her words before she releases them. 1 Timothy 3:11 says, "In the same way, the women are to be worthy of respect, not malicious talkers, but temperate and trustworthy in everything." A submissive wife is faithful to her husband and keeps her marital bed undefiled. She does not make friends with anybody, but relates to other women of integrity. She needs not to put on expensive clothes, shoes, and jewelry to look decent. She keeps it simple and smart. Her dressing does not bring shame to her husband. Her dressing covers her body effectively and does not expose her bust and hips. Even as she keeps herself decent, she should remember true beauty is in her humility. The word of God says in 1 Timothy 2, 9 to 10, "And I want women to be modest in their appearance. They should wear decent and appropriate clothing and not draw attention to themselves by the way they fix their hair or by wearing gold or pearls or expensive clothes. For women who claim to be devoted to God should make themselves attractive by the good things they do." The word of God continues to say in 1 Peter 3, 3 to 4, "Don't be concerned about the outward beauty of fancy hairstyles, expensive jewelry, or beautiful clothes. You should clothe yourself instead with the beauty that comes from within, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is so precious to God. A submissive wife is a good listener. She does not answer back or interrupt when the boss of the home is talking. She does not roll her eyes and sneer, defend herself, blame the husband, or refuse to participate entirely in any discussion or conversation. She listens first before answering. Only fools give answers before understanding what is being asked." The word of God says in Proverbs 18:13, "He who answers a matter before he hears, it is folly and shame to him." It is through listening that we learn. Let us learn from our husbands by listening to them in their speech, even if it is too short. Not a word or two of wisdom will lack. The word of God says in James 1:19, "Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters, you must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry." The power of three. The institution of marriage will stand if the three pillars in a marriage work together. The most significant pillar of marriage is God. God does not make mistakes, and his work is perfect. Once he's allowed to reign in the institution of marriage, success in marriage is guaranteed. Deuteronomy 32:4 says, "He is the rock. His deeds are perfect. Everything he does is just and fair. He is a faithful God who does not wrong. How just and upright he is." God is ready to work with the husband and wife to make the covenant of marriage successful. Many marriages have failed to acknowledge God. They make decisions in their marriages without consulting God. They only run to God when things have failed to work out. They do not consult God because they separate, but only seek him when they want to reunite and it's not working. They use a lot of money to celebrate their wedding anniversaries, but give God nothing or even little as thanksgiving offering for the marriage's sustenance. For a marriage to succeed, a husband and a wife should acknowledge God in their marriage and perform their roles with fear and trembling, because God is the witness in that marriage. The word of God says in Malachi 2:14-15, "You cry out, 'Why doesn't the Lord accept my worship?' I'll tell you why. Because the Lord witnessed the vows you and your wife made when you were young, but you have been unfaithful to her. Though she remained your faithful partner, the wife of your marriage vows." Commit your marriage always in prayer and allow God to teach, guide, and strengthen you and defend your marriage. God is the rock in your marriage. When challenges arise, we need to run to him and speak to him first instead of running to our friends and relatives. He alone has the power to sustain our marriages. Everyone once in a year needs to present a thanksgiving offering to God as a sign of gratitude for this, his goodness over their marriage. A marriage whose God is the Almighty God is blessed. When a husband and a wife honor God in their marriage, God's presence will forever rest in that marriage, and the plans of the enemy over their marriage cannot prevail. "For where two or three gather together as my followers, I am there among them." That is found in Matthew 18:20. A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided God is not easily broken. That is found in Ecclesiastes 4:12. Failure of a husband and wife to play their roles as discussed above results in separation and divorce. I hope you enjoyed this part of my book. If you found it helpful, send me a message and please let me know. In our next episode, we shall look at separation and divorce. And under separation and divorce, we shall start by looking at why people separate or divorce. Thank you for listening.